今日读嘅经文系路加福音二十三章三十二至四十三节。他们同时带来两个囚犯，要跟耶稣一起处死。他们到一个地方叫竹篓岗，在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，同时又钉了两个囚犯，一个在他右边，一个在他左边。耶稣说：父亲啊，赦免他们，因为他们不晓得自己在做什么。他们抽签分了耶稣的衣服。民众站着观看，犹太的领袖却嗤笑他，说：他救了别人，要是他真的是上帝所拣选的基督，让他救救自己吧。兵士也同样讥笑他，他们上前拿酸酒给他，说：你若是犹太人的王，救救你自己吧。在他上面有牌子写着：这是犹太人的王。两个跟他同钉的囚犯，有一个开口侮辱他，说：你不是基督吗？救救你自己，也救救我们吧。另外一个却责备那囚犯，说：你同样受刑，你就不怕上帝吗？我们受刑是活该，因为我们罪有应得，但是这人并没有做过一件坏事。于是他对耶稣说：耶稣啊，你作王临到的时候，求你记得我。耶稣对他说：我告诉你，今天你要跟我一起在乐园里。
Today's scripture is taken from Luke 23, verses 32 to 43. Two men, both criminal, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They'd offered him wine vinegar and said, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him, which read, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminals rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Let us remain standing and have a moment of prayer before we go into God's word.
请大家仍然站立，我们一起去祈祷。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you and we're grateful for what you have done for us. And we acknowledge that we are nothing without you. And we focus right now at this point on the lamb that was slain, on all those painful moments that Jesus went through for us, for enabling us to go to you directly as a child of God and no longer a slave. Father, we give thanks for the wonderful cross, for the wonders of who you are. And right now we pray that the Holy Spirit will enable us to listen to your word, to humble ourselves before you, and that we again will renew our commitment to you and continue to follow you all the days of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
This is unprecedented. I've been preaching in the English congregation for a while, but I haven't been preaching with Anders doing simultaneous translation. So there needs a lot of prayer and patience.
是一个是一个很久都没有发生过的事，就是Gladys是我们的张牧师在这里用英文去讲道，他很多时候都用英文讲道，但是他没有一个人在隔离，特别是他的先生在隔离去帮他做中文翻译，但是在这个时候，请大家都为到我们这个整个的宣讲神的话语去祈祷。
Traditionally, today is called Good Friday. What's so good about this Friday?
傳統來說，今天我們叫做Good Friday，一個好的星期五，但這個星期五有什麼這麼好呢？
It's good because Jesus came thousands of years ago and he died on the cross for us.
星期五是這麼好的，因為在幾千年前耶穌來到這個世界上，在十字架上為我們捨生。
It's good especially because it's not just today, Friday. Sunday is coming.
是好的星期五，因為不單止今天是星期五，最重要的就是星期日是來緊。
And we are here to remember what Jesus did for us on the cross.
而我們今天去紀念耶穌基督在十字架上為我們所做的事。
There's another tradition for a lot of churches.
有另一個傳統是很多教會都會做的。
It's to preach on the last seven words of Jesus on the cross.
就是去講十架七言。
Originally, I was thinking of sharing this among staffs, and I'll be preaching three, and they will be preaching two, but it's too ambitious. So I just cut it to one statement that Jesus said on the cross.
最初本來是想講完十架七言的，我們三個同工每人分一些去講，但是太過長了，所以今天我們只是將我們的焦點放在一句耶穌講的第一句說話。
This is the first statement of Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
就是第一句，就是父啊，赦免他們，因為他們不曉得他們自己在做什麼。
It's rather simple, but as we look closer, it is remarkable and provoking statement.
聽上去很簡單，但如果我們細心去看一看的時候，我們發覺這一句是非常之非凡，而且是發人深省的說話。
Jesus' first statement leads us to ask questions, some simple questions.
耶穌這句的說話引致我們會問一些簡單的問題。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
耶穌說，父啊，赦免他們。
Who were they? Who were them?
究竟他們是哪些人呢？
Was Jesus asking God to forgive the Romans who put him on the cross, or the Jewish leaders that plotted his death, or the people betrayed him and screamed for crucifixion?
究竟耶穌是請求父赦免那些釘他十字架的羅馬人，還是請求總督比拉多去釘死他的猶太領袖，或者是那些背叛他的人呢？
Or all of them? Does it include us as well?
或者是全部的人，甚至包括我們呢？
What was he forgiving them for?
究竟他赦免他們什麼呢？
Mocking him, crucifying him, not realizing who he was?
或者是赦免他們，嘲笑他？ 釘死他，不知道他是誰。
What did he mean by they do not know what they were doing?
究竟他們不知道他們在做什麼的意思是什麼呢？
Did they really not know what they were doing? Did they crucify Jesus without knowing that he's the Son of God, he's the King of Jews?
究竟是不是真的不知道他們在做什麼呢？ 他們不知道釘死耶穌這個耶穌是誰呢？
Did the ignorance make them less guilty of what they've done?
究竟他們不知道耶穌是誰，是不是會令到你的罪輕一點呢？
It's also interesting that they never asked for forgiveness. Was God supposed to forgive them even if they did not ask for it, or does God forgive us even if we are not sorry?
最奇怪的一件事就是他們完全沒有請求神的赦免，究竟他們不請求神的赦免，神會不會赦免他們呢？或者我們沒有要求神的赦免，神會不會赦免我們呢？
Why did Jesus ask the Father to forgive them? It's rather weird.
十分奇怪的是，為什麼耶穌會請求父親去赦免他呢？
Think about the people who nailed Jesus on the cross, and how would they react when they heard this criminal asking God to forgive them? The King of Jews being punished for crime and asked the Father to forgive them.
我們去看一看這個釘耶穌十字架這些人聽到這句話的時候，他會怎樣想呢？這個所謂稱為猶太人的王的罪犯被釘死的時候，他說一句，父啊，赦免他們，這些人會怎樣想呢？
Probably no criminal did that before.
相信沒有罪犯會曾經問過這句話。
No one asked for no one as executioners asked to be forgiven, and they don't think they need forgiveness.
沒有一些是刽子手會說, 哎, 你赦免我吧, 因為他們不覺得自己做錯任何事。
Even a more theological question, why did Jesus ask the Father to forgive them? Why didn't he forgive them himself? Is he a lesser God?
更加一個比較神學性的問題，為何耶穌要叫天父去赦免他們呢？為何耶穌不自己去赦免他們呢？難道耶穌是一個比較細小的神？
We may have a lot of questions, but today we are not here to ask questions or just answer questions. Our main purpose here, together here, is to remember Jesus' death.
我們可能有很多的問題，很多神學性的問題，可能我們沒有答案，但在這裡我們只是著重一個的問題。
We want to go back to the cross where Jesus suffered and died, and we ask and focus on one key question.
我們要回到耶穌被釘死的十字架前面去想唯一一個重要的問題。Who
is Jesus at the cross?
釘在十字架上面的耶穌是哪一個來呢？
Right away we come up with a model answer.
很快我們會得到一個模範答案。Especially
Jesus addressed the Father, addressed God as a Father. Father, forgive them. So we have the model answer that Jesus is the Son of God.
我們聽到耶穌說父親啊赦免他們，我們就會很快想到耶穌是父神的兒子。He's
the Son of God, and there is intimacy with the Father. Not just knowing his identity, but his character. He must be different from all the other criminals.
我們知道耶穌是神的兒子，是跟父親有密切的關係。我們不單止知道他的身份，我們還知道他跟父親有密切的關係，跟他的品格。
We may be very familiar with the crucifixion story. Jesus suffering in agony, and he's being beaten up, and he's suffering disfigured and swollen with a crown of thorns on his head and everything.
我們對於耶穌被釘死的時候，這個故事， 我們非常耳熟能詳，我們知道他受的痛苦是怎樣，被釘死的時候那個痛苦是多麼大。
The physical suffering would have been horrifying. What happened on that day was horrendous.
他肉身上面受的痛苦非常之可怕，那天所受的痛苦是令人非常之痛苦。Yet
Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
但耶穌仍然說，父親啊，赦免他們，因為他們不曉得他們在做什麼。
How could Jesus in a situation like that asking for forgiveness for other people? He was still missional.
為何耶穌在這些情況之下，他仍然能夠去要求父神去赦免其他人呢？ 在他最後的時刻，他仍然沒有忘記他的使命。
Imagine if we were ill-treated or pushed down in a coffee shop or somebody stepped on our toes, even very, very minor issues. And if we suffer for something that we don't deserve, we will yell and we will grumble and we will do whatever we can to revenge even.
大家想想，如果你有些人得罪我們，可能踩了我們的腳，可能是被推低，或者被人受到別人的傷害，我們可能會很生氣，很激氣，大聲喊，甚至我們會咒詛他們。But
Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
但是耶穌並不是這樣，耶穌是說，父啊，赦免他們，因為他們不知道他們自己在做什麼。
This is what the cross is all about.
这个就是十字架。
If there is one thing that the cross is about, it is forgiveness.
如果有一样东西我们提出，究竟十字架是什么呢？就是赦免。
Ask the little kids, the little children who came in, or any seniors in our midst, or any age group, any people who have been to church, and ask them, who is Jesus? What did he do for us?
甚至小朋友，你問他們任何一個來教會的人，你問他們的時候，你問他究竟耶穌基督做了什麼，他們都會說耶穌是為我們罪的緣故被釘在十字架。Yes,
they have a model answer. They know Jesus is Son of God who died for us on the cross and our sins can be forgiven. The cross is about forgiveness.
他們有一個是模範的答案，就是說耶穌是為我們罪的緣故去死，我們的罪可以得到赦免。
If the cross is about forgiveness, what is forgiveness all about? What does forgiveness really mean?
如果十字架是代表赦免的时候，究竟赦免是什么呢？
The word forgiveness is a fascinating word. It literally means to let go or to leave something.
赦免这个字本身是一个很有吸引力的名词来的，它的意思就是，字面的意思就是放开或者是离开某一些东西。
If we, there are quite a number of people who work in a bank or in finance, you know, probably know in financial settings, in the context of canceling a debt or a loan is forgiven.
相信很多人都，我們當中有很多人都是在這個財務的機構啊，或者是那個行業都做的。咁大家都知道，我們說forgive 話一個赦免一個罪的時候。赦免一個你的財務的時候或者債務的時候的意思就是說不用你還這樣。
When this word is used by Jesus on the cross, it means he let go of the debt that a wrong creates.
如果這個字是用在十字架上面，耶穌基督所說的意思就是說我們的罪債是被免去了。
It is used as a divine forgiveness.
這個就是神給我們的赦免。
Jesus' death on the cross brings us forgiveness, and he paid the debt of sin for us all.
耶穌基督在十字架上面去死的時候，為我們的罪付上了這個贖價。
But forgiveness isn't just a transaction.
但是這個赦免並不是一種的普通的交易。
It isn't just a debt that's being paid, a transaction in a heavenly bank ledger.
不是好像我們在天上的戶口，我們的罪已經是被還清了這樣。
Forgiveness between God and his people isn't exactly like the forgiveness of a debt.
父神對我們的赦免不是好像我們罪債被免，我們的財務的債務被免一樣。
The Father can't pronounce this kind of forgiveness on someone who doesn't want it.
神是沒辦法赦免一個人，如果那個人是不需要去赦免的。
That's why Jesus asked for forgiveness even though these people haven't yet expressed the need.
這個就是耶穌為什麼要求父神去赦免他們，雖然那群人是沒有向父神求赦免。
When Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing, what does it imply?
耶穌說，父啊，赦免他們，因為他們不知道自己在做什麼，究竟那個意思是什麼呢？
Sometimes it's confrontational to offer forgiveness.
有時候我們發覺，我們去說赦免人，其實都很有衝突性的。
Imagine when you arrive at the church and someone said to you, I forgive you. Turn around and tell someone next to you, I forgive you.I forgive you.
Okay.
I forgive you.
Okay.
How would you feel or react? What would you say? Would you say thank you? Thank you.
如果你入教堂嘅時候，今日入教會嘅時候，有人話：，我原諒你，我赦免你。或者而家可以大家同隔離嗰個講，我赦免你。佢正話同我講赦免我。我覺得自己都譯得幾好啊，點解要赦免我咧？我覺得係唔係好接受啊？
As far as you can remember, you don't know what you have done, and it's rather confrontational, and it's, you feel offended because it implies that you did something wrong.
Because 赦免这个字是代表你是做错了一些事。如果你觉得自己没有做错的话，赦免这个字其实是很冲突性的。
This offer of forgiveness would probably make us feel uneasy or very mad because it implies guilt and wrong.
这个赦免这个字是可能会令我们非常不开心，因为这个字是代表我们做错了一些事。
Forgiveness also implies a broken relationship.
赦免也是代表破裂了一个关系。
So it has to be in a context where there are people involved, different parties involved.
是，我们将这个字一定要放在个上文下理之中，一定要有一些人在当中。
Usually involves two or more parties, and true forgiveness repairs a broken relationship.
通常都是代表有两双方或者多方的，在当中有一些的关系破裂了，是需要修补的。
But a lot of times people are not willing to initiate the process.
但很多时候我们都不愿意开始这个过程。
We probably heard people say, unless they come to me first, or I'll forgive them when they come and say sorry.And I won't forgive unless they come first.
很多時候我都聽到人講，我想修補個關係嘅，但係除非佢嚟同我講對唔住啦，咁我然後先至會原諒佢。
Some relationship takes years to amend because no one wants to take the initiative.
好多時候有好多關係嘅破裂係需要好多年又先可以修補，因為冇人願意行出第一步。
Does that happen in our church at home?
究竟我哋嘅教會當中有冇呢啲情況發生？
We don't want to make the first move.
啊，或者我哋屋企，我哋唔願意作出第一步咧。
But God initiates a process of forgiveness.
但係神係開始咗第一步。
His forgiveness does not wait for our repentance.
神冇等我哋悔改，然後先至赦免。
He initiates and took the first step, and he offers us forgiveness by showing his love through the death of Jesus on the cross.
佢係赦免我哋，行出第一步，將個赦免係表達咗喺耶穌基督為我哋罪嘅緣故釘喺十字架上邊。
Romans 5:8 that says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
羅馬書五章八節度講啦，但係神喺我誒對我哋顯示咗無比嘅愛，當我哋仲係罪人嘅時候，基督已經為我哋死了。
This is our understanding of forgiveness.
依個係咪我哋對饒恕赦免嗰個？
If the cross is about forgiveness, then it can mean nothing to us unless we acknowledge the need to receive it.
如果十字架係有關赦免嘅時候，對我哋可能一啲意義都冇，除非我哋承認我哋需要佢。
Forgiveness has been offered by Jesus on the cross.
耶穌基督喺十字架上面已經提供咗赦免。
That forgiveness is not complete until it is received.
但係呢個赦免並唔係完全嘅，除非我哋去接受佢。
Forgiveness has to be received through repentance in the heart.
啊，呢個赦免係需要我哋用心裏邊去接受呢一個赦免。
Some people they have verbal acceptance,
有些人只
是口頭上面, and not
true repentance in their heart.
Some people think that they are still young, they can wait till they die. They don't know when they will die.
有些人甚至說，我現在年輕，我還可以等，但他們不知道自己會何時離開這個世界。
Not everyone got this chance.
不是每一個都有這個機會的。
And not everyone who is willing to receive Jesus' forgiveness, even at the point of death.
但是甚至有些人死的時候都不是一定肯接納這個赦免。
And the passage we read earlier, there were two criminals nailed on the side of Jesus.
我們剛才讀的經文講到兩個囚犯是被釘在十字架。
One criminal at the point of death, he was still insulting Jesus.
有一個係被釘死嘅時候，佢仍然去侮辱耶穌。
There was another who was willing to receive forgiveness, and he was sorry and asked Jesus to remember him.
另外一個就係佢係後悔，佢悔過，請求耶穌去紀念佢。
And Jesus promised him, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
耶穌應承佢，今日你就同我喺樂園裏邊。
Do we need forgiveness for our sins?
究竟我哋係咪需要父神去赦免我哋？
Have we received Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord?
究竟我哋今日有冇接受耶穌做我哋個人嘅救主咧？
Perhaps some of us may think I'm okay. I'm quite okay.
可能有啲人講咧，我都唔錯啊 ，OK 啊。
I haven't really done anything bad, and I'm not that bad after all.
我都唔係做咗啲咩衰嘢啊！我到底我都唔係咁壞嘅人啊！
We need forgiveness, not because we've committed some crime or broken some laws.
我哋需要被赦免，唔係因為我哋犯咗罪，或者係侵犯咗一啲嘅法律。
We need forgiveness because all of us are like sheep gone astray.
我哋需要被赦免，因為我哋每一個人都好似羊一路去迷一樣去迷途。
We have rebelled against God.
我哋對神係反叛。
And we may have done nothing bad or even achieved something good, but we are still sinners.
我哋雖然冇做過一啲壞嘢，甚至可能做咗一啲嘅好事，但係我哋仍然係一個罪人。
And we need to admit our need for forgiveness.
我哋需要承認我哋需要被赦免。
We need to confess our sins and our broken relationship with God, our Father.
我哋需要去認罪，認罪係我哋嘅。
That is why Jesus died on the cross for us.
呢個就係耶穌基督去赦免我哋。
And he asked God to forgive us on our behalf.
我哋亦都係耶穌基督係為我哋嘅緣故求神赦免嘅原因。
Have we experienced true forgiveness from the cross?
究竟我哋有冇真正嘅去接受呢個被赦免？
It's not just experiencing that vertical forgiveness of sins from God. We need to extend that forgiveness, especially today's Friday when we think about forgiveness. Extend that on a horizontal level to people around us, those who have hurt us.
呢個赦免並唔係單止係一個垂直嘅層面嘅，而係一個平面性嘅，就係我哋要去赦免嗰啲得罪我哋嘅人。
You may question how can we forgive those who refuse to repent and even feel sorry？
啊，你可能話究竟我點樣去赦免嗰啲佢都唔覺得自己做錯，亦都唔會有悔改嘅心嘅人咧
？What if they aren't really repentant or they aren't even alive？
或者佢哋都唔會悔改嘅，甚至死咗噶啦，已經係。
How can we forgive someone who don't deserve our forgiveness？
究竟我點樣去赦免一啲佢哋唔係值得我哋去赦免嘅人咧
？True forgiveness is not easy, but there is a correlationship between forgiveness from God and forgiveness towards others。
真正嘅赦免唔係咁容易嘅，但係喺被赦免同埋赦免人之間係一個互動嘅關係。
True forgiveness comes from the grace of God.
真正的赦免是由神的恩典而来。
Philip Yancey in his book What's So Amazing About Grace says.
在 Philip Yancey 有本书叫做恩典有什么这么奇妙呢？
By forgiving another, I'm trusting that God is a better justice maker than I am.
他说通过饶恕其他人，我相信神是比我更能够伸张公义的。
By forgiving, I release my own right to get even and leave all issues of fairness for God to work out.
是通过饶恕，我放弃了自己报复的权利，将所有公平的问题留给神去解决。
I leave in God's hands in scales that must balance justice and mercy.
我将必须平衡正义和怜悯的天平留在神的手中。
When we find it difficult to forgive, we can admit that to God.
如果我们觉得很难去饶恕人的时候，我们要向神承认。
We can turn our feeling of hurt and our desire for revenge to God.
我要将我哋报复嘅心理同埋受伤嗰个感觉去交翻俾我哋嘅神。
We can ask God to help us to let go of our anger and release the wrong if it concerns us.
我哋要求神去帮助我哋去放开我哋嗰种嘅伤害。
We can still do something to forgive. Always think about Jesus.
我哋仍然可以做一啲嘢，使我哋可以去饶恕人嘅。
His suffering, his pain on the wondrous cross.
就係我哋要思想耶穌為我哋所付出嘅喺十字架
上。Always think about his love. Think about the way he offered forgiveness at the cross.
喺十字架上面受嘅傷害、受嘅痛苦。
He said without reasons, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
佢唔需要任何理由，佢講話父啊，赦免他們，因為佢哋唔知道自己係做緊乜嘢。
Do we always forgive?Or do we always find reasons or excuses not to forgive?
我哋係咪時時都可以去饒恕人呢？抑或我哋時時都去揾藉口唔去饒恕人呢？
Today on a Good Friday, as we meditate especially on forgiveness, Jesus' forgiveness of us on the cross.
今日係Good Friday， 我哋係去思考耶穌點樣去喺十字架上邊為我哋死去赦免我哋。
Have we experienced and received Jesus' forgiveness?
究竟我哋有冇經歷耶穌基督嘅赦免呢
？Have we found the grace to forgive those who hurt us？
我哋有冇喺耶穌基督身上揾到赦免嗰啲傷害我哋人嗰個恩典呢
？May God help us to receive His forgiveness and experience true forgiveness in Him。
願耶穌基督幫助我哋，以致我哋能夠去接受耶穌基督嗰個嘅赦免，同埋赦免其他嘅人。我一齊低落祈禱。其他時候我要想想，希望大家去想想，我們究竟我們有什麼人，我們是傷害過我們，但我們不願意去赦免他們，因為我們所受的傷害實在太大。其他時候我們要向十字架去注目，去看看耶穌基督在上面所受的傷害。雖然我們還是不懂向父神祈求赦免我們的時候，耶穌基督已經是代我們向神祈求赦免我们。耶稣都说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。今天我们会不会说，神啊，赦免他们，因为伤害我的人，他所做的，他们不知道。我们在这里祈祷。我天父，在你面前，我求你去给我们一个饶恕人的心，最后叫我从你那里得到真正的饶恕，以致我们心里面有神你给我们恩典，以致我们可以去饶恕别人。教导我们懂得怎样去饶恕，当我们不能够饶恕的时候，教导我们懂得来到神面前去支取力量，将我们自己的难处放在你面前，你就去饶恕我们，也都帮助我们去赦免其他人得罪我们的。我祷告主耶稣名求，阿门。